How do you know you're in love? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
For today's episode, we are talking about the topic of love. Have we been in love? Have we been out of love? What is love? All that good stuff. So let's jump straight into the first question, guys.
How did we come up with this?
Because Vicky had like a random question, which is like, have you guys ever been in love?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I feel like we like briefly mentioned it here and there in past episodes, but we haven't had an episode that's like dedicated to.
No, yeah. And it's also been so long since we've talked about it specifically that yesterday when we were brainstorming topic ideas, I was like, wait a minute. Jam, who's your first love? But then Vicky was like, save it for the episode. So at this point, I don't even know.
Yeah, Jam. Have we all been in love before?
Yeah.
Quotation marks. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes, too.
Okay, but like hard yes or are you a quotation yes? Are you a quotation yes, Jamila?
So we always say Jamila. Yes, I'm a quotation.
I always say Jamila.
I feel like it's like yesterday my parents like Jamila.
Oh, I feel like I say Jamila more than Jam. Or like I'm always like Jamila.
No, yeah, sorry.
A scolding tone. Voice.
Sorry.
I think I'm a hard yes.
Who was your first love and how old were you?
Okay, here's my quotation yes. I would say my second ex is quote unquote my first love because that's what I felt like at that time. That's what love to me meant at that time. And I would say it's like first love slash puppy love kind of thing. But obviously now that I'm a lot older, love has changed its definition for me, or me knowing how I am when I actually like maybe love someone is different. Then I wouldn't say that was love.
Wait, okay, you said your second ex, so then did your first ex and you never say I love you to each other?
Yeah, we said it, but it was very much like, oh, it's a relationship, so we say it.
But you didn't feel it until your second ex.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's first ex is just like, oh, I know I say it because it's like part of the relationship, and I'm like, oh yeah, I like him, but was I like, oh, I love you? No.
Oh, how old were you with your second ex?
Oh, 18, 19. So it's very puppy first love kind of thing.
Okay. Well, mine's more similar to Jam, so I'll go. But my quote-unquote first love was also when I was 18/19. It was my first ex. But then we'll talk about this later, but I think I quote loved him, but I wasn't in love with him. But I also, it was my first relationship. So then I didn't know what I was doing. So does it reflect what true love is to me? No. So do I know at that point if it really was love? I really don't know.
Vicky? I think I was 21, so my most recent ex.
But did you say I love you before in previous relationships?
Yeah, but it's very similar to Jam. Or like, I think my last relationship proved to me that none of those were real. Because then, you know, you think you have in your head like, oh, this is what love is and that's why I'm saying it. In those moments when I said it to previous exes, I was like, yeah, I love you. And then I had my last relationship. I was like, no, that was nothing compared to this. So then everything before was just like not love. And my most recent ex, I would say like, that's,
oh.
See, I feel like I shit on that relationship because there's a lot of things worth shitting on. But there's also things worth noting from that relationship that I really appreciated. And I think even till now, I would say I would consider that loving someone. And that's like the standard for me. It's just there's certain things that I would be like, well, if you really love someone in a very healthy way, like that's not something you would do. But taking all of that out of context, there's certain things that we had, certain things that I experienced where I'm like, okay, this is what loving someone means.
How do we define love?
I feel like everyone has a different definition of love.
I think so. So what do you personally think? Like, what is love to us?
Dude, honestly, I don't know if I have a definition because I feel like I haven't had anything serious, or I haven't had anything with a guy that progressed to something more serious where I could be like, damn, I love this person. Or damn, I have like such strong feelings that it could be called love since like my second ex. But I feel like I have an inkling of what it might be, but I haven't experienced this new definition that I can't positively say that's what love is to me. Because I think that's like the same part of me. I don't know it until I experience it.
What is your inkling though? I think that's like a good direction of where it might be for you.
God, this is so deep.
I know. That's why I was like, what? Should we have started with music?
I would say, well, one, like, you see a future with them, or I see a future with a person, not just in terms of, oh, financially, like, we could be together, but is that I would want to grow with this person. We will both go through, like, different stages of our, like, lives or decades, and we were growing together. Maybe me wanting to change certain things to, like, make the relationship better, or, like, me wanting to learn new things for this person. Like, for example, I hate cooking. So maybe me actually want to, like, cook for this person, learn how to cook for this person because they really, like, enjoy a home-cooked meal, or me being more organized because they like being a little bit more organized. I think, like, kind of things like that. That's what I have an inkling of.
Oh.
See, this is what I'm like, I don't think I know what love is until I experience it.
You probably know. It's like kind of like knowing what you need in a relationship, and that's what makes it stronger.
Okay, Vicky, what is love?
I feel like you're not far off. I think a big reason is when you're willing to do things that you thought you hated because you think they would love it. Or, like, a big thing is accepting certain things about them that you didn't think you'd ever accept, but because you love them so much, it's, like, fine to you. Like, it pales in comparison. When they make me a better person, I think is important to me. Because it's, like, I think I know myself really well, but if they push me to grow even more, or, like, both of us pushes each other to be better than what we are now, I think that's really important to me. I'm very stubborn, so if people tell me what to do or they try to push me sometimes, I'm like, no. But for this person, I think it's, like, I want to be a better version of myself for us and this relationship. So I'm willing to work with it through you, especially if you're pointing it out to me that, like, oh, I think this X, Y, and Z is something that you could improve on, and I want to do it just because, like, for the sake of our relationship, for the sake of our growth together. Being able to be silly. I don't get, like, very goofy or very weird and, like, show that part of me until I'm super comfortable.
Oh, I guess for me, like, it'll be if I am able to be vulnerable with my emotions. Or, like, sometimes, you know, I have a very impatient temper, or, like, sometimes I just need to get things off my chest, whether that's, like, anger or, like, sad. Because, you know, sometimes I tell you guys, I'm like, dude, I can't imagine, like, having these emotions right now and telling them to an SO versus I'm very comfortable telling you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So having that level of comfort with my SO, I think that would be, like, a quality of, or an indication that I love the person.
Mm. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Well, it's, like, plus one to everything, but mine's very, like, I can't imagine my life without you.
Mm.
And I want you in my life for the rest of my life. And when you're with somebody you love, I think everything changes. Or everything you think you knew kind of changes. They bring you value in your life that no one else can. And then they also see you in a way that no one else does. And if they can make you feel that way, then I think that's what love is. And, like, being able to challenge you and make you want to be a better person for not just them, but for yourself too. And I think it's just, like, realizing things that you were so headstrong about yourself before, but then you're with them, like, everything changes.
It's almost like having no bad days. Obviously, you will have bad days, but when you have this person, it might have been a shitty day, but at least I get to share it with them, or they're gonna make me feel better when I tell them this bad day that's happening to me. Like, they become this comfort zone for you, where no matter how shitty, no matter how bad, no matter how, like, horrible you feel about something or a day, you have them. That's freaking hard to find, though, people.
How did you know you were in love before then?
Well, for me at that time, I knew I was in love, or, like, I loved the person, was because to me at the time, I was just like, we got along so well. It felt like he really understood where I was coming from. And I think that also was because my first ex wasn't Asian. So then having my second ex being not only Asian, but, like, Chinese, also from Hong Kong, really culturally similar. I was like, holy shit, this feels so good. This feels like what it should be like, what I've wanted in a relationship and stuff. So I think at that time, that's what I thought love was.
Yeah. I don't know if I can say I actually loved my first ex. That was also first kind of just inexperienced first time puppy love.
I don't remember, like, the comfort level that I felt with my ex. So I'm having a hard time saying why I thought I was in love. I think it was so easy that it's hard to remember, like, how, why was it so easy for me to be able to feel comfortable like that? I think a big part is, like, what Jam said, is the cultural and how we were raised was very similar. And then, like, I knew we saw life and morals really similarly. And then, like, when I would have shitty days or stuff, I knew that he would be able to be my comfort zone.
Okay, I feel like that's kind of difference for me, or what I've learned as I progress in my dating history. With my second ex, the puppy love one, it was always just like a good time. Like, some days I'll like share or like some bad things, but for the most part, it was, I feel like it was always good and happy, and we left it at that. I feel like me and Vicky have like pretty similar definitions of love, but when Sharon says her definition is like, to her, like, growth is a really big thing, like growing with the person, the SL making you a better person. Not that I disagree with that, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't necessarily need the SO to do that for me.
Oh, I do.
No, it's not like a need. It's, I didn't expect it to happen, but it did. Where, like, I'm so independent and used to depending on myself that no one else can do or say something to me that I don't already know or do myself. So then for someone to come into my life and somehow make me even want to do better for you, for us, that's, like, different.
But then I feel like now it's just, that's a crucial part to what you're looking for in love now, right? I'm not saying that you and your current boyfriend like will work out, but hypothetically, if there was like a person after him, it's just like you would want to find like a person who can like help you grow, or like you feel like can make you a better person.
Well, he is a standard, so.
No, that makes sense though, because that means that this is the new added thing for you for what it means to be in love. Because if you take that away, then that's how you know you're not in love anymore. Like, let's say that you do have to think about a next relationship and you don't have that, wouldn't you like always be like, fuck, in the last relationship I had that, and that's how I knew that I also loved that person.
Exactly. Like, that's the standard.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm both saying is, like, I think we have different, like, the meaning of love is different, because that's not necessarily like
something Jam needs.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't mind if that person doesn't push her to grow like that.
Because, like, to me, growing is just, like, oh, maybe, like, helping me find out, like, what I want to do professionally, or helping me navigate through my emotions, or help, like, that. Like, that's growing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, I could do that without an SO, so I don't need to look for that.
I already know I want to be successful, right? I have my own career path and career goals and personal goals that I have for myself. So it's not like he's changing anything of that for me. I don't think I'm doing a good job of like explaining, but I don't know. Maybe it's, you know how Vicky and I were on the same page, or have always been on the same page of like, we don't need to or want to do anything with anybody else. And even with Vicky, like an example would be, she doesn't feel the need to want to go over because she likes her own space. Versus Jam, if I had the choice, I would like to go grocery shopping with a partner or like stuff like that. Where Vicky and I, it's like, I can do that by myself. Right? So then I always have this like hyper independent lifestyle that has always been a part of me. So then when someone came into my life, and rather than me wanting to do those things by myself, but wanting to do them with you, and like, I like my time when I'm with you, not like I'm dependent on you, but like I genuinely want to spend my time with you and do these things with. I thought hyper independency was like my personality trait, where that was always just going to be a part of me. But then someone coming into and like changing that, and even don't fucking touch me in other relationships, but I want to touch you and stuff like that, where I think he just makes me grow into somebody that I didn't know that I had that in me.
Yeah, I'm like, now I'm really wondering, can someone do that to me? Like, I feel like I'm pretty good on everything that I think about what I want in a relationship. I don't think anyone could prove me wrong.
See, that's what I thought too. That's what I'm saying. I thought certain characteristics or like traits of myself, it was just the way that I am, and someone was going to meet me there. Like, you're not going to be able to change that part of me or change those things. But then it happened.
Maybe that's the beauty of love. You just can't explain it, you know? True or false question? You don't love someone the same way you loved your first love.
I agree.
I disagree.
I have a butt too. What's your butt?
My butt is that because my first love is not what I would describe love is to me now. So this is why I would say I wouldn't love someone like the way I love my first love.
I agree, because I'm on the same page of you. But then my butt is that people say that you won't love anybody else the way you love your first love, like a genuine first love.
You know how like some people are like, oh, your first love is just so different. The way you felt for that person, you felt like they were like your world. This is your end game. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
You disagree then, Jam? I'm saying I disagree, or I don't even remember what I said, but I said what I said was because my first quote-unquote love was technically not my first quote-unquote love.
Yeah, so then, yeah, that's why I agree, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like then that's not the case. Because then if you asked me while I was in my last relationship, I probably would have been like, no, like, this is it. This is my whole future right here. What do you mean? I'm going to find someone else. But now that I'm out of it, it's just like, yeah, I know I loved that person and he was my world at that point in time. But then now out of it, it doesn't change the love that I have for him, but I know it can be more, and that's what I'm looking for because I got out of that. So then when people are like, oh, you never love your first anyone else more than you love your first love, then I'm like, you're in the wrong relationship. Date that person again if that's what you feel. Because then now you would probably have to murder me before I go date that boy again. But I know I loved him. So it's just like, I just know that there's something more out in this world than what you think in that current moment.
Vicky has the hindsight.
Mm-hmm. We haven't gone through the sensing.
Yeah, we're not capable of that. The next question, quote unquote, was, what's the difference between loving someone versus being in love with someone? I think there's a difference. I think you can love someone. I think being in love with someone is very different. I could say I love my first ex, but I wasn't in love with him.
Yes. I think the closest person to date that I could be like, maybe, I wouldn't say I was in love with this person, but it could have been, was... because he's the first person where I'm like, holy crap, we get along so well. Like, we're so compatible. That is kind of crazy. And I think that's what kind of in love is. Like, I know a lot of people don't like using butterflies, but like, just like the way my stomach like flipped, like just these automatic bodily reactions that I had, I feel like that was kind of, to me, a sign of like being in love. Like, not necessarily I love him, because I'll know him well enough to say that, but in love with him.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I realized? I had a thought. I think it was like a shower thought. But before, not that I ever thought of the possibility of someone cheating on me, but even with and because I got cheated on, the first instinct or first reaction of mine is anger in the way of, you fucked up, I deserve better, fuck you kind of thing, right? Versus now, I don't think about it and I know he never would, but if that were to be the case, my initial response would just be genuine, like, hurt. And like, it would make me physically sick, not immediate anger kind of thing. And then, you know how we asked a recent poll question of, why do you have commitment issues? And one of the answers was, what if there's someone out there better for me and I just don't know it? I feel like low-key in previous relationships, I thought that of like, I know I'm with this person, but like, what if he's not my person? Versus now, it's like, I don't think those.
You guys know Esther, right? Michelle Sim, old friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she recently restarted her podcast. And her very recent comeback episode was with her boyfriend, who she's been with for a while. And he brought up such an interesting concept. They were talking about cheating. And he was like, I don't think you ever will cheat on me. And I really might regret saying this. But he said, if you cheated on me, I think I would consider taking you back. One, because what's lost in cheating is trust. You don't trust that person anymore. And he was like, when I look at you, Esther, it's not just about trust, it's more than that. And so like, it wouldn't break the whole relationship because you lost that trust, because there's other things about her that captivates him. And she disagreed with him and I forgot what she said, but I was just like, that's such an interesting way of looking at love, where it's like, yeah, sometimes your relationship isn't just about trust, there's like so many other things. I'm not saying that I would be okay with someone cheating on me. I just thought that was such an interesting perspective. And then you like bringing up the whole like cheating thing, I was like, wow, I just triggered that conversation. I was like, I wonder if that's like, if you genuinely love that person because you like, you can't fathom ever being with anyone else, that if they fuck up and cheat, what decision do you make at that point?
But that's probably a very unique minority.
Yeah.
So Vicky, have you ever been in love?
Loving someone versus being in love with someone?
I do think it's different because like, I don't view it like relationship. I'm like, I love my parents, I love my sister, I love my friends. If I'm dating someone, I'm in love with this person.
Did you love?
I think I was infatuated with the idea of the relationship and not just like, I like, now that I look back, like, I think it's just the relationship itself, and like, we were comfortable and so it worked out and it was like fun with. I was definitely in love. I kind of feel like loving someone is like caring for them too. Like, I'll always care, and like, you're not a stranger anymore. If something happened to you or like a family member died and you're really sad, I wouldn't be cold-hearted and be like, you mean nothing to me, because like, we've had a past. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go out of my way and like make you feel better. Like, I'll send my condolences, but you're not someone who I'm going to be there day in, day out for till you feel better. Versus if I'm in love with you, I would drive to you every day and like make sure you're okay, make sure you're cared for until you're okay.
Yes.
Okay. Have you guys ever misjudged love in terms of thinking that you love the person or you're in love with the person just because there was strong physical feelings? Or like, have you ever dated someone where you thought you like really liked them, like all these things, but in reality, it was just like there's just like sexual tension or like physical feelings. You're just like, they're so attractive kind of thing.
Nope. Have you seen my past?
Sorry.
Jesus. Sorry. I think it's hard because like when I say I don't like people, I genuinely don't like people. And so like if I'm physically attracted to you, I can tell the difference. Like it's hard to mistake that like, oh, maybe I actually do like you, because right off the bat, it's just like people are dumb. I'm dumb. You're stupid. And like we can't like each other, but like you're hot, so I'll fuck you. Sure. But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're so hot that I'm gonna date you.
For me, there's been times where I am very attracted to that person that I'm like, I want to date you. Even though there might be like differences in personalities or like I feel like it's not gonna work out, but I was attracted enough that I want to date them. It never happened though, so that's fine. But also, I don't think I've ever dated anyone just to come to realize it was just physical feelings, because I think for me to actually get to that dating phase, it needs to have like some sort of emotional, because for me, I could get sick of you, that's not so bad, like really easily.
I feel like the closest that I could envisioning that happening, but I know it will never, is they're so attractive, but then they open their mouths and I'm like, never mind.
Oh.
That's how I know it'll never work, because I know they're good looking, I know that they're hot, but like they talk and I'm like, what?
Well, it's good to know we're mature and we know what our feelings are, that we don't get into these accidental relationships.
Okay, well, that was our episode on how do you know you're in love, or if you've been in love, or if there's a difference between love and being in love. But I hope you find love. You don't already. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.